Good morning and welcome to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Today, folks, we find ourselves in Advent, and for us, as believers in 2022, the Advent that we await is the return of Jesus Christ. Psalm 72 is the closing prayer of King David for his son Solomon. However, as we listen to the words of that prayer, we can see how it also relates to Jesus Christ, who is, as we've been saying, the King of Kings, and whose advent, his coming as that King, is what we await. Listen to the reading of Psalm 72 as it speaks of Christ's reign when he shall return.
We're reading Psalm 72. Endow the King with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him, and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy, and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
Welcome back to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. And today we're looking at Advent and the King is coming. That's right, so often our attention is fixed to a little baby that's been born in a stable in Bethlehem. And we look at the fact that Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. And folks, he is the Saviour of the world. He is that right now. But the reality is that we are expecting Jesus Christ to return, not as a little baby, but on the clouds, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he comes to bring justice. He comes to go and set the oppressed free. He comes to break the powers of darkness. He comes to rule the earth in equity and righteousness. Now, when you think about that, what picture does that conjure up in your mind? When we look at global situations around our world and where there's no equity and fairness, we go and say, yes. Yes, we would love the Lord to come back and sort that out. And you know that you believe that, because how many times you've gone and said, well, where was God when that was going on? Or why doesn't God go and sort that situation out? Or why won't God go and sort out the Ukraine and Russia at the present moment? Or why won't God go and sort out that Israeli-Palestinian conflict? Or why won't God, if God is around, why won't he sort these things out? I'm saying it is going to happen. God is going to sort it all out. It may not be in your lifetime or my lifetime, but it will be sorted. when Jesus Christ comes as King on his second advent. So, what does that mean to you, though, if Jesus Christ was going to come back, as we have just been reading in Psalm 72? Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. Where does that place you? If Jesus Christ were to arrive as king into your life right now, where does that leave you? I'll tell you where it leaves you. I'll tell you where it leaves me. We live in a democratic society where, as a people, we believe that we are free and we are the masters of our own destiny. Our future is in our hands. Don't believe me? Well, let me go and explain one thing to you. When we look at climate change and the global crisis in regard to our environment and climate, etc., and all the rest of it, we believe that we can sort this thing out. That goes to show you that we believe that we are masters of our own destiny. Yet not one of us has control over the fact that we live or die. Not one of us has control over the breath that we breathe. Not one of us has control over the way that we were born. Not one of us had control over our lives when we were born, when we were babies. We were helpless, weak, just like we sing in the Christmas carols about Jesus. And yet we believe now that we are the ones who are in control. You see, if Jesus Christ is King, truly sovereign, that means he is in control. And I would suggest for you and for me, that does not sit easily with our thinking. Even though we may profess to be followers of Christ, because we're still used to making decisions and doing things our own way. Doing things my way, as Frank Sinatra would go and say. No, 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 Nigel, I am a committed Christian. I am a follower of Christ. I do things God's way. Well, I was reading an article during this week, which I thought was quite challenging, on that very topic. And the author went and suggested that if one was to ask the question, what does God want you to do? Most of us would be only able to list 5 or 6 things that we would know that God wants us to do. So if that's the case, what does God want us to do? Apparently, now I have not counted them, there were 113 commands in the New Testament. And Jesus goes and says, if you love me, you will obey my teaching. If you love me, you will obey my commands. You see, if he is king and he has given a commandment, then we as his subjects, not a nice word, is it? We as his servants would serve him by obeying those commands. Now tell me, how does that sit with you? The king is coming. Not as a little babe. 2,000 years ago he came as a little babe and lived amongst us, dwelt amongst us, suffered amongst us, ate with us, drank with us, slept with us, died on a cross for us. But next time he comes as king, he comes as the ruler of this world. Let me throw a question out to you. What sort of a subject do you think you are? What sort of a servant, because that's the word that scripture goes and use. What sort of a servant are you? You see, when we meet for communion, we remember two things. We remember that Jesus Christ died for us and why he died for us. But the command is that we celebrate that until he comes. And so we remember the fact that Christ is going to come back again. But I would go and suggest that that is a thought that possibly most of us do not think about too often. What if Christ was to return right now? What would you do? I think another way of looking at it is this. Let's put it in human terms for a moment. If President Higgins was to knock on your door today, and you didn't know that he was going to come, you didn't know that he was going to arrive at your door, what would you do? What would your reaction be if the president of our country were to arrive at your door? Think about that. Now, magnify it to the point of what would you do if the king of this universe was to be standing at your door? What would you do? Interesting question, isn't it? Advent is when we celebrate coming. That's what the Latin word means, coming. But we, in 2022, while celebrating the first coming of Christ, our eyes, our hearts, our minds are fixed on that second coming of Christ. Or at least they ought to be. What do you think? Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where we are focused on the fact that the King is coming. Not that the Saviour of the world is coming, but that the King is coming. Jesus Christ is going to return. We celebrate it, as we've been saying, when we go and participate in communion. Not only are we remembering his death, not only remembering his resurrection, not only are we remembering his life, we are also remembering that he is going to return, because Christ has given us the command to do this until I return. And so when we approach this time of year, we think of Advent, the coming of Christ. And for us, that is a second coming of Christ, but as King. Although the return of Christ heralds the world being put to rights, justice being done, judgment taking place, him taking ownership of the world that he had created. Yet, for those who are of Christ, it instills hope and joy and excitement, and it is something that we look forward to with longing, that Christ is going to come. And this world, this creation, and everything in it will be just restored to what it ought to be. Restorative justice is going to take place. But for those who do not know Christ, according to Scripture, according to the sacred text, the issue is this. It may not be such a joyous occasion. In fact, it will not be such a joyous occasion. Paul goes and tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Christ is God. There is no option. There is no other alternative. The point is that we're either going to do that out of love and gratitude in our hearts, or we're going to do that out of a bitter and angry heart. A heart that is forced to admit that yes, Jesus Christ is actually King. Where do you find yourself on? During the 1970s and 80s, Larry Norman wrote many songs, and one of those songs that he wrote is this one. I wish we'd all been ready, looking at what Jesus goes and speaks of in the Gospels about those days when he would return. And here is the other side of the coin. Well, we've been looking with excitement at the fact that Christ is going to come. What is it going to be like for those who did not know Christ? For those who chose not to know Christ? It's not going to be a wondrous occasion. It is going to be, as the scripture goes and declares, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Welcome back to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. And we have been looking in the whole theme that the King is coming. Matthew chapter 3 speaks of John the Baptist in the desert. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gather his wheat into the barn, and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." As you know, John went and proclaimed this, and then Jesus Christ was born. And Jesus Christ came after him, as he said. Jesus Christ came into the world, according to John's Gospel, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. But that's not the message that John the Baptist is preaching. No, John the Baptist is preaching a message that's saying that God is going to cleanse the world with fire. In today's day and age, when we look at the King, being Jesus Christ, coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we find ourselves 2,000 years closer to the fulfillment of that day that John the Baptist is speaking about. So here is the question that I want to go and put to you. Do you think that you and I are the modern day John the Baptists who have a message that is saying, "Repent, for the time is near, the King is coming"? Or is that a message that is out of date now and doesn't apply anymore? Do we think that Christ isn't coming? After all, we are told that he's going to come like a thief in the night, that had we been told, we could have prepared for it. There's going to be no time to prepare. It's just going to suddenly happen. If it were to suddenly happen, where would you stand? You see, the question that I have that continuously comes to my mind is not whether Christianity is true or not. We can argue that back and forth. I obviously believe that it is true. I believe in the person of Jesus Christ. But if Jesus Christ is who he claims to be, if he is who he says he is, then I think you and I would be wise to at least consider, what does it mean if he were to come back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? What would it mean if he was to come and at his coming, the sky was going to be ripped back apart and the earth laid bare before him? Is that just figurative speech or is it real? What does it mean that when we are making a way for the King of Kings, what way are you making in your heart today? How are you opening your heart to him? Or does that even apply to you? The point I like to make with people is every one of us is a theologian. Everybody makes theological decisions about God, whether God is for now or not, whether we believe in God or not. They are theological decisions. The question I want to ask you is, how well informed is your decision? If Jesus Christ is to come back King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in a second advent, Where do you stand? All I'm asking you to do today is to ponder that question. Think about it. Answer it for yourself. But before I go, folks, just to let you know that in Birr on Friday and Saturday coming, that is on the 9th and 10th of December, the four churches, St. Brendan's Church of Ireland, the Methodist Church, St. Brendan's Catholic Church and New Life Church are coming together to raise funds on behalf of three Birr charities. St. Vincent de Paul Birr, Offaly Healthy Homes Meals and Wheels, and the Avista Centre Birr, which supports people with disabilities. Now, how are we doing that? We're doing it by organising the St. Brendan's Christmas Bikeathon Challenge, which is taking place from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on both the Friday and the Saturday. Now, the plan is to have two exercise bikes down in the square, and people can sign up to cycle for 20-minute slots. And obviously, the more involved, the merrier. So what are we asking of you? We are asking that anyone who would like to do this, please come along. So all you gym enthusiasts, cycling clubs, fitness fanatics, please do not be shy about coming forward. But also for you ordinary folk, don't think that this is just for the super fit. If I can do 20 minutes on a bicycle, so can you. So come on and let's make this a wonderful occasion that as Christian communities coming together, we can spread a little festive cheer this Christmas season and bless these charities. So that is the St. Brendan's Christmas Bikeathon Challenge next Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. both days. And for more details, please contact Reverend Arthur Minion at 086-825-1065. That is 086-825-1065. But folks, that isn't it. It's not all just happening in Birr. If you are in Mount Melick or around Mount Melick on that Saturday the 10th, there's a Christmas craft market taking place in the Methodist Church from 12 to 4 p.m. in Mount Melick. And everybody is welcome. And for more details in regard to that, you can contact Samara on 083-382-2673. That is 083-382-2673. So come and be part of the experience. Folks, that's all I've got to say. Hopefully we'll see you out and about. I'm looking forward to this challenge that is taking place in Birr. But if any of you have seen me or know me, cycling for 20 minutes isn't going to be a problem, but I won't be cycling too far. It's a good job the bike is stationary. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, show you grace, and turn his face towards you, and give you peace. Amen.